Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. Recently, the directors and senior staff of the world's aquariums gathered in Shanghai, China, for an every 4-year conference on the state of the industry. Over 750 delegates from more than 300 organizations in 45 countries were in attendance to hear presentations on new construction and exhibit design, research projects, techniques for controlled capture of aquarium animals in the deep ocean, and reproduction of aquarium animals through aquaculture and other non-invasive means. There are more than 50 aquariums in China alone. New and very expensive modern aquariums continue to be built, most recently in Atlanta, Georgia, in the United States, in Sharjah, in the United Arab Emirates, and in Singapore, now under design and construction. Unlike museums, many aquariums are owned by for-profit companies, a subset of the entertainment industry. The SeaWorlds and Ocean Parks, which may operate more than one aquarium in a country or worldwide. All were dealing with changing aspects of the world market. The competition for leisure time and disposable income, the need to evolve from the spectacle of performances to the more comprehensive inclusion of education and research, and the shift toward more active advocacy for ocean sustainability through a collective audience estimated at more than 300 million visitors each year. Clearly, aquariums were moving toward a more activist conservation approach. The New England Aquarium, for example, reported on active research in a newly created marine protected area in the Phoenix Islands of the Western Pacific. The Sunshine International Aquarium in Japan described their attempts to breed and transplant coral. And numerous other presentations focused on captive breeding of sharks, seahorses, sturgeon, reef fish, and even organisms from deep sea vents for the aquarium trade. The World Ocean Observatory presented a new concept for the distribution of information and educational service through a fee-based subscription service that prorates the expense of production and distribution of short documentaries, interviews with scientists in the field, project profiles, new links, and educational activities across a global aquarium network at astonishingly affordable cost. Other programs to expand public awareness of ocean issues included World Ocean Day, held annually on June 8th, and a cooperative campaign to have this event accredited by the United Nations, Ocean Passport, a document to be stamped for visitors at aquariums worldwide, and the active promotion of guides to the purchase and consumption of sustainable seafood in the context of individual human health, as well as an effective free market force against indiscriminate harvest of endangered species. A final conference declaration endorsed these strategies and set the agenda for the next meeting 4 years hence in South Africa. The potential of aquariums as powerful change agents in expanding public awareness of ocean issues is formidable. 300 million visitors, having already declared basic interest by program attendance, is an enormous opportunity for further education and local citizen action. This is uncharted water for many of these institutions, but it was clear that the mandate was essential to the future success of an industry that is devoted exclusively to a vital and viable ocean. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net.